10 the podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. My name is John Wilkerson. And this is one of those weeks where I don't really have any idea what I want to talk about. This being a top of mind podcast, it's completely unscripted, except for occasionally, but it's mostly unscripted. And so sometimes I just say whatever comes to my mind, and then I delete the recording, and I think of a better way to say it. And other times I have a topic in mind, and I think about it during the day before I record. And even other times, if I do an interview or something like that, I've taken the time to think about the questions that I want to ask the person that I'm talking to. And this is one of those weeks where I don't really have a topic in mind. The week has been very, off kilter, if you will. There's been some things that have been happening that have messed with kind of the my rhythm at work and the rhythm of the family, and just a bunch of different things that have kind of crept up and caused things to not be normal, I guess you could say. One interesting thing that did happen is I had a great conversation this morning with someone at work, and we were just kind of talking about politics and the state of the country, and we come at things pretty much politically from opposite directions. But we were kind, and we took the time to hear what the other person had to say. And we both agreed that we want what's best for the country. We want what's best for the country on a security standpoint, on a economic standpoint, on an equality standpoint when it comes to rights for people. But we just oftentimes, because of our worldviews, come at it from different angles. And that means that we have to do things like compromise when it comes to certain policies or things that we think will improve the country. And we had a great conversation. And we were able to be civil. And we both talked about the craziness that is Facebook with the political posts. And both of us agreed that it doesn't do any good to rant and rave on social media. And I made a very interesting statement and a very interesting observation that social media often dehumanizes us. You see, when you sit across the table from someone, most people, I can't say everyone, but most people, if they're sitting across the table from someone and looking in their eyes and seeing their facial expressions when they make a comment, they're able to be civil. But the thing with social media is you're just throwing stuff out there, and you're throwing it out to an avatar. And you don't think about the fact that there's a person on the other side of that avatar, and that person has feelings just like you do. And that person loves people just like you do. And that person wants the best for themselves and their family and the country just like you do. And we wouldn't treat our neighbor the way that sometimes we treat people online, and especially on social media. Now, I do my best not to be a jerk, but my jerkiness comes out every once in a while. And everyone thinks, we all think we have a solution to some very complex problems that even the brightest minds in our country and in the world can't solve. Hunger, poverty, you name it. Illegal immigration. The brightest minds in our countries, the brightest minds in the world can't solve these problems. But for some reason, when we sit with a keyboard in front of us, we think we have the answer. Because we read an article from someone who's just as biased as we are about something. And so there, look, see, that's the solution. I think they call it what, confirmation bias or something like that. So what do we do about that? Well, one of the things we do is we look to other sources from people who have a different point of view. And I think most importantly, we need to talk to people who have a different point of view. We need to be civil about it and kind and sweet and listen, not try to convince someone that we're right. But listen to their reasoning, listen to their logic. And even if we disagree with it, not attack that person. The problem is that people tend to personalize ideas and concepts so that when I say, well, here's what I think about your approach to this, this approach. And because we've personalized it, it feels like a personal attack. And I don't know how we avoid that except to kind of separate ourselves from that. The really cool thing is that as Christians, we have a totally different politic. And our approach to government and our approach to politics should always be Christ first. Right? Our new president has a policy that's America first. But as Christians, it should be Christ first. It should be Jesus first. It should not be America first. And as Christians, that is going to put us in opposition with our government at times. No matter who's in the Oval Office, no matter who controls the Senate, or who controls the House, or who's sitting on the Supreme Court, as Christians, there are going to be things that we're going to oppose or not agree with. Because if those policies put America first and they disregard Christ's teachings, then we're called to a higher standard. And that's hard. That's hard in these times. And I guess my prayer these days is that I wouldn't be blinded by politics, and that I wouldn't be blinded by my own desire to see things better. But that I would look to Christ and his example and see what he has done in the lives of people and in my life. And where politics and the laws of my country align with that, I should support it. And when they don't, I shouldn't. It doesn't matter what animal represents that person or what letter is behind their name. The standard should be Christ. Well, that's all I got for this week. Thanks for listening. This has been 10 the Podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. I'm John Wilkerson. Thanks for sticking me in your ears.